World music commentator Milo Miles generally likes to emphasize the positive in his reviews, but lately he's been compiling a list of gripes. There are some unpleasant confusions, sad trends, and hit songs that just bug him lately.
It seems to me that before you complain, you should confess. And I confess, I have no more perfect definition of world music than anyone else. But I do think the term should have an identity that sets it apart from other kinds of music. World music insiders point to Angélique Kidjo from Benin as a potential superstar. She's very ambitious and is willing to do whatever it takes to get the word out about herself. Her extrovert enthusiasm is contagious, and she really knows how to work a crowd in her red-hot live shows. Like many before, she started to dilute her sound into trendy styles. Her hook is still that she's a world music performer, but I'm sorry. Her new single, Agolo, is nothing more than a routine house number sung in a foreign language with a few exotic rhythm touches. Even if Kidjo's watered-down tunes do make her famous, it would be not much of a world music breakthrough. Another distortion of world music is the kind of universal tune that comes from everywhere and nowhere. This problem affects a song that's already a hit, Sweet Lullaby by Deep Forest. The moody, kaleidoscopic video makes excellent eye candy, and here's a bite of the sound. The buzz on Deep Forest and Sweet Lullaby is that its combination of ambient dance beats and sampled pygmy vocals makes some sort of nifty statement about preserving ecological systems. But the pygmy vocals are strictly exotic sprinkles and no more a triumph for pygmy music than Martin Denny was a triumph for Polynesian music. Deep Forest is not quite as pompous as the group Enigma, but they both wear the same stuffed European shirts. Now I have another final confession about reggae cover tunes. I wrote a piece defending UB40's cover of Can't Help Falling in Love. I still swear it's not bad for a band so deserving of success and who have written such sharp protest tunes. Go ahead, as Sonny Bono would say, laugh at me. I had no idea Can't Help Falling in Love would start a trend of mellow reggae covers springing to the top of the charts from movie soundtracks. So now we have the group Big Mountain, with acres of the most affected dreadlocks you ever saw, and their version of Baby I Love Your Way is out of the Reality Bites soundtrack and all over MTV. I will say this, the heavy dance remix is tolerable, just barely. But the wretched regular version is a top 10 hit. UB40 was one thing, but this band, doing a Peter Frampton song? Oh.
Every day, yeah, yeah.
Boycott wimpy reggae covers before they spread any further.
Milo Miles is a freelance writer based in Boston.